You hear now from Historical and Industrial Wheeling, the original employee family broadcast direct from the stage of the Capitol Theater in Wheeling, West Virginia. And there goes the mill whistle. The theme of our show today is we salute that well-known institution now in its second half century of business, the Wheeling Corrugating Company. The company that has made even a lowly bucket, a tub, or a garbage can a thing of beauty and usefulness. And a joy, if not forever, at least for a long, long time. These boys and girls on the Employee Family broadcast are all employees or members of employees' families. Defense workers during the week, your aspiring young entertainers on Sunday. But enough from your announcer. I see edging up to the microphone that short, stocky, silver-shocked John Winsko, the old-timer. So, take it away, John.
Thank you, Wayne Sanders, and good afternoon, friends and family. With me are four hotties from around the open house who are pitching in with a little ditty all their own. Now, go ahead, boys, and be careful with the pitch.
For the old red label, renowned in fashion fable, for it's Wheeling Corrugating, the country's highest rating, for bucket, tub, or roofing, or a fence around the farm. So just fit the old red label, and you'll never go.
First, we hear Blues on Parade, then the Red Label song.
County Garden White, we've got a red, white, and blues program.
That's pretty good from you, Subway. An employee from Yorkville Tin Mills steps up to sing My Melancholy Baby. I am happy to present Gene Sheets.
Say, old-timer, is he related to Wheeling Galvanized Sheets?
Why, Subway, Gene, don't pay any attention to him.
Melancholy.
too.
All right, John, but you still haven't told me why all this business of the blues.
I'll tell you later, Subway. First, P. Mike Whitley and the musical Steelmakers are indulging in St. Louis blues.
What about all these blues?
Not yet, Subway. You'll find out eventually. But right now, you get into line with Bill, Will, and Walter. We want that famous barbershop heirloom. Wait till the sun shines, Nellie.
Down Walters Lane.
All right, thinking mill man. You can rest now while the band does in James Infirmary. Well, you will later on. Just listen to me. The Steel Sisters want to cuddle up a little closer. I guess you're pretty heads together, kid.
Getting to sound like a movie I saw.
Quiet, Frank. Oh, hey, what's going on here? Hey, who are you?
You wouldn't know me. I'm the waiter.
Tommy Whistler, the waiter? And who in the world are you?
Who, me? I'm a coin collector. I'm the porter.
Gene Sheets, the porter. And for goodness sakes, who's the girl? Who are you?
Don't worry, old-timer. I'm the upstairs maid.
Lois may know the other Steel Sisters upstairs maid.
Oh, I get it. The waiter, the porter, and the upstairs maid.
Sing this night in its glory. You people so loyal, so true. Put me in mind of a story.
Tell us about it.
The people in the ballroom were chubby and hardy, so I began to get just a little afraid. I sneaked into the kitchen and found me a party, the waiter and the porter,
and the secretary maid.
I peeked into the parlor to see what was hatching, in time to hear the hostess suggest a charade.
But who was in?
But who was in the pantry? A laughing and scratching.
The waiters.
And the porter.
And the upstairs maid.
Now when they heard the music that the orchestra played.
The waiter and the porter grabbed the hold of the maid.
Oh, then they all proceeded to go into a clog.
Ah, diggity dog.
I went and got a dishpan to use as a symbol.
The porter found a regular glass that he played.
The fingers of the waiter were each in a thimble. You should have heard the music that the combination made.
Intermission when anybody rang for a pink lemonade.
As soon as it was done, we were back in position.
The waiter and the porter
and the upstairs maid.
I'm marching to the kitchen to the party and back. One man to show the scene as we were following Jack. Once a half an hour passed without any call. Jack, we had a ball.
The waltzes and the circus, we hate
'em,
we burn
'em. We got a lot of rhythms we want to hear play.
And we know who to get to if we want to learn 'em.
The waiter and the porter and the upstairs man.
Timer?
Subway, you back again.
What's the inside of all this?
I promised I'd tell you later. Now hold your horses. The old timer never forgets.
Okay, baby. Elephant.
I want to introduce again our charming young singing stenographer, Regina Corbett. Regina is singing By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey, I'll croon love's tune, honeymoon, keep her shining in June, your silvery beams will bring will be coming through by the silvery moon.
old-timer?
Yes, now, Subway. I'm telling you and all our family and friends just why all these blues today. Why, you've heard Tommy Whitley and the musical Steelmakers and the whole gang doing so many tunes from the new Paramount picture, Best of the Blues. Boy, am I going to pour this on. You know that picture features Bing Crosby?
Yes.
Mary Martin?
Yes.
And Brian Dunleavy with Jay Carlin Nash, Jack T. Garden's Orchestra, and Rochester?
Okay, boss.
And maybe you guessed it. Yes, you did. And little Carolyn Lee, 6-year-old daughter of a well-known member of the technical staff of the Wheeling organization. Carolyn Lee, starlet in her own right, and a member of the Wheeling employee family. Her father's in the audience, too. All Wheeling and the entire Wheeling district are proud of Carolyn Lee, young Paramount picture starlet, appearing now as featured player in the new Bing Crosby musical, Birth of the Blues.
That was worth waiting for. She's a great little gal, Carolyn Lee.
Yes, Subway. And it's worth remembering that the blues, the Dixieland strains from Basin Street, jazz and modern swing are all musical Americana, created in free and unbroken hearts. In hearts that throb with the joy of living instead of pain. In hearts that beat in friendly, riotous rhythm for one another. Products of America. And only here in America do we find the Carolyn Lees, because only here does opportunity extend his clean hands to welcome young and old alike to careers of their choice, and for which they are especially fitted, regardless of race or creed. Sure, here we have something different and vastly better. Something to defend, to protect and perpetuate for our children and our children's children. You've heard the radio this afternoon. It's serious business. Our boys and yours are in jeopardy. Buy defense bonds and savings stamps now. Now. And let's not forget either that great American humanitarian institution, the Red Cross. to whom Irving Berlin has dedicated another great composition. Now, the official Red Cross song, Angels of Mercy. Thank you, and God bless you.
Angels of mercy, there's so much to do. The heavens are gray overhead. Angels of mercy, they're calling to you. So march with your crosses of red. March where the darkness shuts out the light. March where there is. Your mercy goes marching on.